The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
It's Wednesday, 1st, 2020, here at the GameStop. What the
So we gonna start over again, or
no? This is the intro going. Now.
And you gonna pretend like you care?
That was an I was trying to make a funny Shannon
impression for it. It's Wednesday, July 1st, and you're listening to Pro Wrestling Unscripted on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? My name is Shannon Young, also known as Slynet. Shannon, tell them why I'm known as Slynet.
Because this is, I don't like this.
Too bad, it's Dance Monkey.
It's because you're self-aware, Shannon. Now.
It's because you're self-aware.
With me, as always, we got the five-star man, Asa Gray.
All five.
We got the big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And we got Double H.
Hey, hey.
And we got, I can't do it anymore.
Can I have my stuff back now? Thank you. You didn't say the year. People won't know it's 2020.
No, they'll know.
What if they're listening? If they're listening to this a couple years from now, and they're like, "Oh, is this fresh? Is this recent? What if it's July 1st?
Happy birthday, America!" I know often when I listen to podcasts, I go, "Is this fresh?
Is this new? Is this new content?"
Nobody knows how to do that. You're in the fruit aisle. You're just rolling melons down the aisle. Like, is that how they're good? If they go to the left, that means they're good.
Is the coronavirus back?
I almost spit coffee on my laptop.
Dalton, I can't take credit for that. That's an old Seinfeld bit. But that means now that you laughed at Seinfeld.
I almost spit
coffee on my laptop.
He almost spit.
I want to give everybody a quick update. A quick update, real quick. We were into the show 11 minutes when Hunter's recording failed on him.
Thanks, Apple.
And the reason I mention this is because I made a joke about Anthem being on Impact or Anthem being on Twitch. That was so funny.
Wait.
That Dalton peed his pants.
Wait. You can watch Anthem on Twitch?
Yeah. He was, and Ace's eye was twitching because I kept making this joke. And now that joke will never be heard in its sincerity and its entirety. And
I'm sorry. I intentionally didn't bring that up because I thought he would forget about it, and I thought it was going to be a double whammy of goodness for you forgetting to start over.
No, because it's any time. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the only thing either of them know about Impact, is that it involves wrestling sometimes and Twitch.
So Dalton, I don't know if you know, but she also played the Gooch.
Damn it. I was going to use that one. That was the one I wanted. God.
All right. Let's just jump into it. Let's start with Impact. So we had such a good rapport on this, such a good conversation.
I mean, again, we made a point to say, though, there were a lot of facts that were not clear there. Now we know them for a fact. We don't have to look them up.
Yeah, all right, let's start again.
In fairness, I looked them up, but it just confirmed that I was right about all of the things that I said.
And that's always a good feeling. Let's just jump into it. So, big news this week, and again, I'm so sorry. It's, you know that song of the tribute by Tenacious D?
Yeah.
This is that song. Because this isn't the best version of this show. We already did that, but it's lost in time. So, first off, Impact strips Tessa Blanchard of the world title and terminates her contract. Asa, I was a little coy about it the first time we did this, but let's just jump into the conversation. And I'll repeat what I said the first time, that this is an unceremonious end for what should have been a historic title reign.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't hear that lead up at all because I saw a headline that says breaking news, two former WWE stars are heading to Impact Wrestling. And when I clicked on the link, my headphones were filled with terrible butt rock as part of an ad, and I couldn't figure out how couldn't figure out how to mute it.
I'm sorry. Did you just say butt rock?
Yes.
Yeah,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's an industry term. I know exactly what you're talking about. We used it in radio all the time. Kind of like Shannon.
Do you know what butt rock is?
Do I know what butt rock is?
Dalton, yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah. No. Hunter, you were making a point, and then Shannon talked over you. And yes, I know what butt rock is.
I don't. Someone tell me.
So,
okay, so like when you call and request Nickelback, that's butt rock.
Or I was going to give him something that he would actually do. So when you boot up SmackDown versus Raw 2013, I guess it would be 2011, the entire soundtrack. it's Butt Rock. It's just, and don't get me wrong, I love me some Butt Rock.
I apparently am a fan of Butt Rock.
Yeah, no, everyone is. They're ashamed to admit it. But it was so loud. I almost hit mute because I was like, "Oh wait, then I won't be able to hear the show." Oh wait, I can't hear it anyway. So that's going to be a mystery.
We replaced Hitler conversation with Butt Rock on this version.
Well, yeah. You say Hitler conversation.
That's good for Dalton, also known as the Final Solution.
No, I'm not known as that. At most,
it was him and final prototype.
Did you know that shoehorns can also be used to like get your feet in boots?
They look like
used to use shoehorns at Shoe Carnival, and I didn't know what they were.
That's
a true story.
Very handy.
When I got that suit at Men's Warehouse, because I had to try on some shoes with it, they used shoehorn, and I was like, "Oh, this is nice," because someone else does it for you. It's not so much the horn as it is the fact that you live like a rich person for a second there and don't have to put your own shoes on.
Well, it also depends on the type of shoehorn. I've seen some really fancy ones, and I've seen those cheap plastic ones that just kind of make you feel like, you know, Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, but they're trying to kiss you on the mouth.
And all of this to say, Tessa Blanchard is no longer the Impact world champion. And not the champion, not employed by Impact anymore. That's it.
I know you explained it once already, but one more time for the people that didn't hear it.
Which is literally everyone other than the three of you. So,
what exactly happened?
Tessa Blanchard is the first female world champion in Impact Wrestling and also in a major company within professional wrestling in general.
Yeah.
She won the title off of Sami Callihan, which that's probably something I should have fact checked because I'm pretty sure it's true though.
It was off of Callihan.
So she won it off of Sami, and then when the pandemic hit, she wasn't doing the show. So she's been off TV for a long time. So with Slammiversary coming up on July 18th, that was going to be a big title defense. It was going to be a multi-person match featuring her defending the title, and she still hadn't been to TV tapings. So they were at Impact had apparently asked her to film promos and inserts to air to further storylines, and she did not do them. She didn't send anything in. They kind of had to figure out like what are we going to do with this time? We'll move on. And when she didn't show up to tapings, because apparently she was also originally expected to be at the tapings, and then she didn't go to the tapings. So then they're like, okay, well, if you're not going to be here, film something that we can use on the show. And she didn't send those in. She is currently living with her fiance.
That's gotta be the easiest thing in the world to do. Like,
yeah, I don't.
I mean, they're literally asking you to just take your phone as the world champion and record a promo.
So, Asa, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't her, I don't think we mentioned this the first time either, but wasn't her contract about to go up anyway?
Yes. Yeah, her contract was like, it either expires before Slammiversary and they were like working on an extension, or it was like right around the time of the pay-per-view. So it's very possible she would have lost the championship at Slammiversary. So she didn't show up to the taping. She didn't do the pre-tapes. So Impact issued a press release stating that she was stripped of the championship and her contract was terminated effective immediately.
The point was made before two of them. First, that Tessa Blanchard has often been her own worst enemy when it comes to professional wrestling in general. So it's entirely possible that it's just endemic of her as a person. And then also that at the very least, Impact is in a pretty good position to crown a new world champion, because with them coming up on an elimination multi-person match, you just take one person out of that match.
Yeah, so they just announced either today or yesterday that the main event of Slammiversary or the championship match at Slammiversary is going to be Trey Miguel versus Ace Austin versus Eddie Edwards versus a fourth yet unnamed opponent. And then the winner of that elimination match will become the new Impact World Champion.
What a shame, though. What a shame, because Tessa Blanchard is I don't know how to describe her properly. I think she is one of the, if she didn't have the personal problems or whatever it is that seems to follow her around, what a future like legend she would be, because she's proven time and time again that she can hang with the best of them, men, women, it doesn't matter. She was a legitimate, as Dalton, as you and I were talking about before, you know, that we dropped the last version of this, a legitimate world champion as a woman in the predominantly, I mean, in, always been a men's league, I should say, or I mean, division.
The last time that a woman even sniffed the world title of a major promotion that was not the women's championship was what, China? I mean, she was really
China
the last
with
one
the
who
IC,
got that
yeah.
close.
Yeah.
Well, she got a world title match, didn't she, or did they take that away? I was pretty sure she had one, like a triple threat. It was her, Austin, and Triple H, or Mankind, or I'm almost positive she was in a match for the world title.
I would have to go back and look, but the only thing I know for sure is the IC.
Yeah, because she was the IC champion.
Yeah, she held it with Jericho for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was that double champion thing. My China action figure comes in tomorrow.
I thought she like beat Jarrett for it.
Yeah, she and Jarrett were co-champions or something for a while.
It was her and Jericho were co too.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't remember.
But
that.
Point is, she still held the title, but to me, Tessa Blanchard is an even bigger thing because you know I'm not trying. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be insulting in any way in this. I swear to God, I'm not. But not only was she a fantastic wrestler, but visually Tessa Blanchard is a very beautiful woman. She hits all the checkboxes and criteria that anyone would ever want for like a megastar. She has everything, the looks, the talent. She could have been the bee's knees, the best thing since sliced bread number two. But because of whether it hurts her attitude or just bad luck or a combination of everything, what should have been this historic reign for this woman who literally rose above everybody and just silenced everyone instead just kind of ended on a note.
Yeah,
and
I don't think it's
bad
luck. She has
herself to blame. That's the thing. It's not bad luck. Yeah, exactly. It's she made her own luck in this situation.
Which, and again, like apparently this is also not affecting her viability with other major companies. There's already reports that she's being courted for two other major companies, so which you have to assume is going to be WWE. AEW, well, I feel like, may not necessarily, like, they kind of need a boost to their women's division, but I don't know if they would want the kind of
stigma
reputation that she brings for some of the things that she's allegedly said and done. I don't know if they would really want to bring that onto them, you know, bring that that sort of attention to them.
They already cast her off once, didn't they?
She did the Mae Young Classic.
I knew she did something there.
Yeah. Didn't she
turn them down?
Maybe. And I think she did some enhancement matches in NXT.
That would definitely be where she goes originally, you know, at first would be NXT, and I think she would do fantastic there. But do you think WWE, say what you will about Anthem, say what you will about the way that they booked, even the people that hated the fact that they booked a woman as champion, like whatever, do you think that WWE could promote her or book her the way that Anthem did? Could they give her that push to the moon and really make her something special?
Could?
Or would she be like an Asuka type situation where she starts off hot as a hot thing. I don't know right now. Hot as fire. And then she ends up cooling off considerably. Will she lose her magic?
I think you mean would, because could they? Absolutely. Will they? Not a chance. WWE won't do that anytime near. For the record, I looked it up just out of curiosity. China was at one point in time the number one contender for the world title, but she never got to wrestle for it. She lost that number one contendership to Mankind. They fought over it, and she lost it to him. If she wasn't going to get it, if nobody over the past, I mean, since then, what, 20 years was going to get it, if not longer, no. They won't do it.
I think Charlotte has a good chance of winning the men's title at some point. I really do.
I think Becky Lynch would have had a better shot at that.
There you go.
Like, if she hadn't left to start a family, I think that could have been a natural progression, because tell me that Baron Corbin is not hated enough to have the WWE Championship put on him, and they do a Tessa Blanchard, Sami Callihan story, except they swap the roles with Baron and Becky.
absolutely in NXT. I don't see WWE ever doing that on the main roster, and that's why I said Charlotte wouldn't do it. They have too many established women's championships. They got the women's tag team championships. Unless they have a full-blown revolution against that, no. I could see that story happening in NXT. I would not see it happening on the main roster. I don't think they would ever try.
That's why I said that Charlotte would be the person to do it, because Charlotte, they've already established the fact that Charlotte has won every title. It's almost like every title is beneath her at this point. When she won the NXT title, it was very much a, oh, really, the NXT title? So I feel like Charlotte is, more so than Tessa, especially in WWE, is the natural selection, as weird as that sounds, to take the men's title, because they've already groomed her as being more than a women's wrestler. She is just Charlotte.
But here's,
I think she could do it.
Here's the other thing, though, is that WWE is also very not comfortable with intergender matches. And when they do, they make it the case of,
that's true,
when one tags in, the other has to immediately come in as well.
And
they would
mean,
have to drop
like,
that.
Because, oh yeah, no, yeah. And that's what I was talking about. Like, yeah, they would have to have moved on before any of that happened. But
and I didn't think of that.
But they also, you also have to remember that Chyna, Karma, Beth Phoenix have all appeared in the Royal Rumble. So
yeah, but that wasn't that before they there did was the a whole men can't touch women thing. Yeah,
well, it was before.
I feel like there. I mean, Nia was just in there.
Nia, yeah. I was going to say, I was like, there's been one that's super recent, and I completely forgot about Nia.
But didn't they also play that up very much as a, oh god, you can't do that type thing?
No. She got hit with like 3 finishers.
Oh, good.
I mean, to be fair, commentary at the time was like, you shouldn't be there, and then they did that, and they're like, you guys can't do that, and it's like, you have to pick one. Either she can't be there, or she can't take these finishers.
All I know is I don't want it to be Nia. Like, hashtag anyone but Nia. I would take Carmella as the first men's champion
it's
for a woman.
It's not
going to
be Nia
than,
at this
than
point.
It won't. They always find someone new. They always find something new and shiny to push to the moon. You know, like, it's always... And that's... I thought maybe Tessa Blanchard, because she does have that reputation as such a tough person and is a legitimate, like, believable badass and believable threat to the men's title. I could totally see Tessa Blanchard, or Charlotte, for that matter, taking the title off of somebody like Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but Tessa's...
Or taking the title...
At this point, Tessa's reputation is both her greatest asset and her biggest hindrance.
But I would not be surprised if WWE doesn't sign her.
Because they... Yeah, I mean, and I don't know where else she would really go, especially if, you know, the rumors of AEW not necessarily chomping at the bit to sign her, where she would go. And then... But of course, like, you know, every side has its own story. You know, it's easy to just say, oh, it was her bad attitude. She didn't want to do these pre-tapes. She didn't want to drop the title. It's all that speculation. But there's also the reports that because she's living in Mexico with her fiancé, she was concerned that if she left Mexico to go to Florida to go to these tapings, that she would not be allowed back.
But I wonder, did she communicate that to anybody? Because that I've seen that as speculation, but I've never seen that as an official, this is what she said type thing. Because that, to me, that's something you should mention. Mm-hmm. That's like when Tanner can't, and I'm going to take a shot at Tanner, just truthfully, when Tanner can't make it to a specific time because he's having computer problems, you'd say, hey, here's the reason I can't do it. You don't just delay, and then when people get pissed, then explain it. That's something you should say out loud. If she would have told Impact or Anthem or whatever they're called now, and I'm sorry, I'm not making a joke, I always forget. If she had told them, this is the reason I'm scared to do this because I'm afraid I won't be able to come back home. And, you know, I feel like that is a legitimate reason and that she shouldn't have been stripped of the title and all that.
See, and it also seems to me that, I mean, again, this is pure speculation, but that conversation probably did happen because then she was asked to do the promos from Mexico. And so it was probably a case of, oh, you can't make it? Okay, well then do this for us at least. And then she didn't do that either. And at a certain point, when you just tell people you're not going to do the job that you've been hired to do, sooner or later they're going to go, okay, well then you don't have that job anymore.
And yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
And I will say, I am very excited to see the Wrestling With Regret Tessa Blanchard in Impact video in 2 years when we finally get that, because
or just anything with Wrestling With Regret, honestly.
Yeah, I watch a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, he's real fun. Thank you, Dalton.
I've met him. Thank Cody. That one's all Cody.
Oh really?
He's never seen Ghostbusters, but he did get me to watch Wrestling With Regret.
You couldn't let go the one time, could you?
What if Brian Zane does a Wrestling With Regret about Ghostbusters just for Cody? What if we paid him through the Patreon to do a Wrestling With Regret about the new Ghostbusters film?
Cody, Jesse got itchy somewhere right now. I can feel Jesse going, we can't do that. Stop saying that, we will do that.
Was there ever a Ghostbusters wrestling crossover other than the figures?
Not that I'm aware of.
On the indies, wait a minute. There were a couple guys on the indies who were a Ghostbusters tag team. Of course, they couldn't legally be called that, but they wore the jumpsuits. They came out to the theme song. I'll have to find the YouTube video. I don't
know
if they were
names. That's not what I'm talking about.
I think, did
the Ghostbusters ever have like a official episode? Like even the real Ghostbusters, did the real Ghostbusters have a wrestling episode or anything?
I don't know. I didn't watch that shit.
It was too long ago, Hunter. I'm looking it up right now. Anyway, Tessa Blanchard. I really hate that this is how it goes with her because I actually became a big Tessa Blanchard fan. I think she's really good, but you know,
and she is like she's a phenomenal talent, but you gotta that's only part of it. You can't just not supply your company that you are the champion of with like materials that they need to run the show. On top of it was even depending on some of the there's so many different reports and dirt sheets and stuff, but like Impact had concerns that she would even be at the pay per view because the pay per view is gonna be live.
Right.
So, I get it. It sucks, and yeah, it's also such a black eye to that, you know, what could have been a really defining, amazing moment of having a female world champion, like holding the main belt that's not the dedicated women's title, for it to end like this is, wow. That is, okay. TNA is dead. It's Impact Wrestling. Anthem is the parent company. TNA is gone, but this is some high level TNA shenanigans that we would be talking about.
All right, you guys, Hunter, you ready for me to blow your mind real quick?
Yeah.
No, I want Hunter to say it.
He's watching a match right now.
You said you guys. Yeah, I'm busy watching these Ghostbusters fight these zombies, man.
I told you.
all right, so check this out. I looked up Ghostbusters and wrestling, and Hunter, I think you're going to find this very interesting. In the 1950s. Norbert Group, aka Wilhelm von Homburg, who played Viggo the Carpathian and his father, immigrated to the U.S. where they launched a career as professional wrestlers known as the Vikings. They were his father's son. They wore barbarian costumes and cowhorn helmets. They were bad guys in the 50s and 60s. So the guy that played Viggo the Carpathian was actually a professional wrestler.
Today I learned.
Who did he ever beat?
I was today years old when I learned that. I mean, I don't know, probably Baron Corbin.
And also, there was an episode of the Rock and Wrestling, or Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, where called Ghost Wrestlers. Hulk Hogan and his crew used Ghostbuster-style equipment to help an old wrestler rid his boarding house of ghosts.
His boarding house!
Waiting for you, Brian Zane, the Wrestling with Regret episode needs to happen. All right, let's move on. Michael Elgin, footage no longer being used.
So this is a follow-up because we talked about the firings because Impact fired Dave Crist and Joey Ryan after the speaking out movement and those allegations came forward. They also suspended Michael Elgin, but upon further review of the allegations, well, it turns out that Impact has stated that the footage that they already have taped because they've done these tapings. Any footage of Michael Elgin is not going to be shown, is not going to be broadcast. So I don't know how you cover that, because depending on if he's in segments, if he's in matches, you know, and you've already filmed, how do you just cover that time?
Yeah.
Which, granted, they stole our bit, by the way. They own the network. So I guess they can just, you know, do whatever they want, but if they want to actually, you know, fill that time, I don't know what they're going to do. So, as far as I know, Elgin hasn't actually been fired yet officially. Like, I'm sure it's one of those, if they're not using his footage, then that's a telltale sign that, yeah, things probably aren't coming back.
Yeah, I don't think Elgin's gonna do well on this, Dalton.
Oh, no, he's gonna be gone. Whenever, they're removing him from things with Impact on it, that's never a good thing, sign.
So, obviously, I think the amount of bad press against Michael Elgin is clearly less than it was for Joey Ryan. But I have a two-part question for everybody here, and I know we talked about it last week, sort of, but we were going over the facts so much we didn't really give our opinion on things, so I'm kind of curious what you guys think. Do you think it's safe to say, first off, that Joey Ryan's wrestling career is officially dead?
Yes.
Okay, that's just unanimous. You guys don't think there's any coming back from that?
Nope.
Nope, not for a very, very, very long time, but no, not. I don't see it ever
and
happening.
Even then, it not in this, not anywhere near the same way that it was before. Not the
same gimmick,
not
Ryan.
The same level yet.
Yeah.
Joey Ryan, for all intents and purposes, is dead.
And what about Michael Elgin? Do you think a guy like him, do you think this is a temporary setback? He'll be in another Fed by the end of the year, maybe next year? Or do you think he takes a pretty long break, or is he done too?
He already had a lot of kind of... Like, I remember when he got announced as signed to Impact, there was a lot of people kind of, okay. Yeah. He had some people that weren't big fans of him backstage in New Japan, apparently, already. See the when War Machine made their entrance during the show.
Oh, that was
and
so good.
Yelled, fuck Michael Elgin, like right into the camera.
They were both yelling it, but yeah.
So, yeah, it would be. He also probably is, you know, maybe not to the same extent, because I think Joey Ryan now is persona non grata. Like, yeah. He's done. Unless something that comes out, it's like, yes. All 15 of these people lied in a
they
coordinated attack to try to end his career. Yeah. He's DOA. Michael Elgin, he might, you know, still be able to do stuff on the indie scene, depending on if NWA comes back, maybe. But I kind of feel his is, if one of the two is going to come back, it'll be Elgin. Because
do you think it'll just be in Japan, or do you think in America?
I think it could be America, but I think it's gonna need some time. Because granted, you know what he's been accused of is significantly less than what Joey still not cool, still bad, like still very very bad, but not to Joey Ryan levels.
I agree with that. Do you think there's anybody else that has been named in the speaking out movement that their career is officially dead, or do you think it's just Joey Ryan for sure?
I get a feeling that, just to kind of tie in things with the next story, is the NXT UK guys could be done.
And let's do that. Let's talk about that. WWE released a couple people today, Asa.
Not today, but...
or recently.
Yeah,
recently.
This week. El Ligero and Travis Banks were both released from their contracts. Following those the speaking out allegations, the bulk of that NXT UK scene, or not the NXT, sorry, the Brit Rest scene, like David Starr is probably done. A lot of those, a lot of those names,
basically patient zero for all this, right? I mean, that's
yeah,
that's the first one
yeah.
I heard about.
Yeah,
I
would
could have sworn
like
I read something
based. Oh, ahead, sorry, I was just gonna say based on the question that you asked a minute ago, I would feel like I'm trying to think of a name. And Ligero and Travis Banks kind of led me to that. Jack Gallagher, unless he is completely, you know, indemnified of all this, yeah, he's probably done. Because
which, WWE responded to that, like
yeah.
Him firing, no, like I can't imagine that's going to be that was a oopsie doozle.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. When the biggest wrestling company in the world lets you go and does not offer any, you know, best luck in your future endeavors or anything to that, it's just a statement, and then they scrub you clean from the website, yeah, you're probably done.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna.
But do you think he's just done in like on a national scale, or do you think like could his career survive even if it's on a smaller indie circuit type thing, or do you think that's just
I don't think so.
No one will touch
based
him.
On
this
these
might...
kind of allegations, that's probably enough to say, yeah, we're done with you.
And this might be callous, but I honestly hope not, because for pro wrestling to truly be for everyone, then everyone needs to feel safe.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
And there is no room for people who behave in the manner that these people have been, you know, accused of behaving. So, yeah, I honestly like, yeah, I kind of hope that they, sorry, you, okay, get a day job. You know, if we're not going to be able to, if you're not going to go to prison like some of these people should,
yeah,
then no, you do not get to do what you love. You do not get to experience this wonderful thing in pro wrestling.
Yeah,
sucks to suck. Get the fuck out.
Now, and I'm not saying this to be like, well, I think you're wrong, but I give it 2 years, and I bet half of the names on this list will be wrestling somewhere. It probably won't be for WWE or a major company, but they will be floating around the indie scenes of their area.
No. Well, you're probably right.
I'm not saying that they won't be able to find work. Because unfortunately,
they just shouldn't be able to. Yeah. And it's one of those things, like, I don't want anybody thinking that I'm cool with that, because I completely agree with you, like Asa, on the, if we want this to be a thing, everybody needs to feel safe.
Well, and to be fair, I mean, I don't know how much fair I want to be here, but, you know.
Yeah, that's things, kind of why how I felt with what I said.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is some of those things won't be corroborated, and there won't be any way to make that the case, and not to suggest that anyone is fabricating a situation, but if there's no way to corroborate it, I'm not saying the guys should get back to work, but those will be the ones who will slip through the cracks. The ones who will say, what you're talking about happened 8 years ago, if it happened at all, and you'll forget those names were on that list, and they'll get back to work. And that sucks. But that's probably what will... That's the bleak side of the question, is that's probably what will happen with some of them.
There's promoters who will only see dollar signs. And I'm not saying any promoters we know, but there is going to be a promoter somewhere in the United States or in England or Japan or somewhere that sees a name like Jack Gallagher or maybe even a Joey Ryan, and they see a potential profit. They may be scummy and skeezy, but they will probably find work somewhere.
Not Joey Ryan. Not if there's anybody that is 100%, like Asa said, persona non grata, dead on arrival, completely done, it's him. At the very least, the gimmick. That gimmick is dead.
Yeah. Well, plus, and if you kill off the Joey Ryan gimmick, what's the point of bringing him in?
Yeah. I mean,
that was the reason you booked Joey Ryan was for
like
the gimmick.
Never mind. How good or talented he is. Fuck.
Yeah, no. What Asa was getting at is that this is somebody that's been wrestling for 15 plus years that has world experience. You don't really negate that, but in this situation, Asa is completely right with fuck him.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. I think that's a good place to leave that. Let's talk about. A whole smorgasbord, my word of the day, and of a couple weeks, of people in WWE who have been testing positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus, including, but probably not limited to, Renee Young, Adam Pearce, Caleb Braxton, Jamie Noble. I didn't know about Jamie Noble.
Yeah, it's definitely not limited to those four. And Caleb Braxton, this is her second time getting it. So,
which immediately everyone that I talked to that said you can't get it twice. Well,
yeah, you can also go fuck yourself. Science is a bitch, but not as big of a bitch as you are.
God,
because like it's because it's, you know, oh well, we'll just have like a chicken pox party and just go
no, that's circular use, Hunter. That's going around constantly. That'll never end.
You said it, so that means it must
Yeah.
But terrible. Yeah, this is bad. This is really bad because Renee Young was the first one, I believe, to publicly announce that she has it.
Which of course was a whole lot of speculation that WWE saying, "Oh, I wish you hadn't done that." That was rumored.
Because there was a whole lot of speculation that it was her because of what we talked about last week, where QT Marshall and John Moxley were missing because John Moxley had secondhand contact. And then, WWE has these, like, reports of COVID infiltrate, you know, being at the Performance Center. Who else has been on TV recently? Renee Young, who's Moxley. So it's like people were piecing those together. So Renee Young announced she has it. Adam Pearce announced he has it. Caleb Braxton announced she had it the second time. I'm not sure if Jamie Noble announced it himself, but I did see that report as well. Caleb Braxton also said, like, yeah, so I had it before and I didn't realize you could get it twice, but here we go. Then there are the stories that WWE is furious with Renee Young. They sent out apparently an internal memo to everybody saying you are not only, hey, don't announce it to the public, but you are not allowed to announce it to the public.
Which is just not how that works.
Because
you can't do that.
There are the reported number across all aspects of the WWE machine, between on-air talent, in-ring talent, backstage, production, performance center, the number is around 30 of positive cases, which then leads to, you know, again, a lot of this is speculation, a lot of it is hearsay of, well, this apparently infuriated a significant number of people, including on-air talent.
I mean, on that same note,
this shit's just not safe.
Yeah, on that same note, they were, A, if I remember correctly, going to move away from having the friends and family audience, because that surely didn't help. And mm-hmm. B, they were, and this is still rumored, I don't know that anybody's confirmed this, but supposedly Pritchard was telling people that were in the audience that they were not allowed to wear masks. Not only could they not come in with them, it wasn't Pritchard.
Dunn.
I knew it was, okay, nah, I knew it was somebody like that, Dunn.
Kevin Dunn, who also was apparently saying it's not a big deal just a few weeks ago.
Of course.
That's how it works.
Dunn and, by the way, over the speakers at the taping that they first allowed friends and family in, telling them you were not allowed to wear masks.
Well, it's not that, a big deal, just like AJ Styles showing up wasn't a big deal when he cut the cameras to Roman Reigns in the ring, right? That's none of this is
that,
a big deal.
That brings us to a weekly segment we have here on the show called the Coronavirus Motherfucker of the Week. This week's Coronavirus Motherfucker of the Week is Loki.
Okay, good.
That's all.
I was really afraid you were going to be like...
No, it's Co... Yes, there's co-champions, because did you see the one this morning?
Austin
too?
Aries?
No.
Yep.
No, I did not.
Austin Aries, yeah. Well, I just put it in the group chat earlier.
You can't force me to wear a mask, because if you do, then that means I get to go up to you at the grocery store and take out all of your junk food. I get to, if you're going to dictate my health and how I live my life, then I get to do the same thing with
but
you.
Here's the whole...
Because it's the same
how
thing.
That works.
So, honestly, though...
Masks are not there to protect you. They are protecting everyone else from you.
Yeah. if I see Austin Aries at a store, and I tell him to put a mask on, and he just throws shit out of my cart, but then puts healthy shit in it, I feel like I've won twice. Like, yeah.
You get a free dietitian.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome, Austin. Come hang out with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put your mask on. You tell me how to eat. I stop being as fat. Like, and then I can go back to wearing bikers again.
So I mentioned, I put it in the group chat earlier. Did you guys see Joey Janela was the one who was like, Loki and Austin Aries are both against wearing masks, so I'm just waiting on that Teddy Hart statement any minute now.
But he's like in jail,
good
I think.
Lord.
No.
When has that stopped him?
Is Teddy Hart in jail.com?
I was going to say, we need the website. Let me, there's one more. There was a better, well, maybe not better, but equally good Twitter.
While you're
Twitter.
Looking at that, some good news, though.
I just
out
checked.
Of at least one of those people is Renee Young. She's getting a cookbook published. She mentioned earlier today that while this has all been going on, she's been working on one, and she turned in her final draft to her publisher today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that was her big... She's been teasing a big announcement for a little over a week. Yep. And yeah, she posted on Instagram that she's getting her own cookbook. Okay, so Ethan Page on Twitter.
Oh, that one's amazing.
It's... So Austin Aries posted his bullshit thing. Ethan Page responded, "I don't know, man. We're all forced to take responsibility for all the stupid, ignorant shit you've done in wrestling. Maybe just wear a mask and shut your annoying bitch ass up." Shrug emoji. Followed by a picture that he posted of him eating a banana that says, "You can take it off to eat your stupid ass banana, though. Don't worry." So someone responded to that saying, "Austin Aries versus Ethan Page." And this is the one that I was talking about. Ethan Page responds, "I will never work with him. This tiny moron wrestled 2 20-minute main event pay-per-view matches with men twice his size and just nipped up afterwards. He has no respect for wrestling. I'd happily open hand slap his little ass backstage, though. Remind him he never actually beat anyone for real." And this is amazing on multiple levels. One, Austin Aries and Loki both have their you know, Napoleon complexes, because they are not
they're short,
big guys. Two, Ethan Page's name, who on Twitter, as a dig to Jim Cornette, is Ethan Page played by Julian.
Yes.
Because he is one of the people, you know, he's a performance artist. He's not, you know, wrestling. He's very much in the, you know, yes, wrestling isn't real. Of course it's not, but it is still the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So when he says someone has no respect for wrestling, goddamn.
Yeah, and I will defend the Ethan Page thing on, like, how he is backstage, because we talked about action figures for 20 minutes one time. So, like, that's
I bought him
the human being he is. Gregory Iron tweeted out 4 hours ago, "I think Austin Aries and Loki are going to be form the dumbest tag team ever." That's alike. They've just been getting shit on all day.
I was disappointed in myself for not knowing that Loki was such a piece of crap.
He's been a piece of shit forever.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
See, that's
I mentioned
why,
this
yeah,
in the
I was
group chat, and
Asa
was like, "This is today, the day you learned this today." And I'm like, "Why?" And the last time I saw the guy was when he was getting mentored by Lay Cool in NXT, and I was like, "Ah, he's good, I guess."
Did you ever see the video of him?
No,
with that?
I'm going to stop
it was
you
a
there.
Young
no.
guy wasn't.
I didn't see it.
Don't correct me if I'm wrong. He was with like a younger guy and just tore the shit out of him.
He is very infamous for being unnecessarily stiff to everybody. If you fuck something up in the ring with Loki, you are gonna get fucked up. And not in the good way. Like, I'm all for, like, a stiff shot if you mess up. But, like, he is... The one that Shane's talking about, he kicked the dude in the face, like, three times rapid session.
Yeah, it was terrible. I also think we just found your Super Show match.
But can we get Loki versus New Jack? And just...
Loki versus New Jack versus Dalton Anthony, CCW main event.
Isn't it wild that New Jack would be the most likable person in that matchup?
Fuck you.
At least his personality.
Fuck you.
Okay,
Dalton.
In fairness,
what would he say
I meant
if you
the
told
Loki.
Him?
I meant the Loki versus New Jack match.
Oh, I thought it was the triple threat. I was like, Asa, I'm some.
I mean,
Dalton.
Still,
if you told Loki that you didn't need your legs, what would he say?
You ain't gonna need them.
Feel your legs.
That was you both.
We both screwed it up. It's fine. Moving on.
It's fine. Let's move on. I saw this headline, and at first, I had to look at it twice, because I was like, what? And then I realized, woman gets her first shirt in 20 years.
I get it now.
There were two. That's the reason that they're all spaced out, except for the one that I missed under the Michael Elgin and the releases, because the way that it looked in my Google Doc when I was typing it, is it looked like it said WWE releases Liguero and Travis Banks, Renee Young, Adam Pearce, Caleb Braxton, JB Noble. And I was like, wait a minute.
Whoops.
I need to separate this here. And then, yeah, woman gets first shirt in 20 years I assumed people would get that with the context. Well, I say people. You people.
I had to read it twice,
I do, but
I'm
it
there.
It still looks great.
The three of you.
It reads like a Florida headline.
This is the same type of... This is,
yeah, woman gets first shirt in 20 years. Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is
her.
The same type of deal that, who was it?
Owen
that
Hart
just got the Owen Hart. Wow.
So,
why did I blank on that? But Nancy Benoit, is getting her first piece of merchandise.
I don't think it's the exact same. I'm gonna look at it to like verify.
No. Yeah, I just mean like in the sense that this is being done outside of WWE, and it's the first like time you can get a T-shirt from a performer. Because they just have not been licensed or available.
Yeah.
And
does WWE have any rights to Woman at all?
I mean, tape library, but they don't like own that name. Because she's never been on WWE TV.
No, but I figured when they bought the WCW licenses, did they get her with that? I know that sounds weird.
No,
but...
that was she was Woman before that. Oh Jesus, I'm just gonna have to type in Nancy Benoit.
Yeah, you can't type in WWE woman or WCW woman, like it doesn't work. You have to.
Well, I'm on Pro Wrestling Tees, and I typed in woman, and that didn't work.
They definitely,
if you
got
prowrestlingtees.com/woman,
because I'm pretty sure they were selling NWO T-shirts. I mean, at the very least, the second that they brought in the NWO, but they didn't have to. I don't think they had to do anything additional for that. They got that with. But I think you're right. I don't think they would have had like. Licenses to that. Surely that lapsed long before they got WCW
so,
under their fold.
Back to like what I was saying, where I think it's a little bit different. The Owen Hart shirts at first, now of course they like sold super well, so then the I can't think of her name. Owen's wife. I can't think of her, but Owen's wife, like
Martha.
Martha, thank you.
Sorry, I was eating miso soup.
No,
my
you're
apologies.
Good.
I would have got that
out. She like I think that Owen Hart just has his own store now, but all the money still goes to the foundation. But it was through Dark Side of the Ring. Nancy Benoit just has her own store. Like, this isn't through...
Yeah, it's not through Dark Side of the Ring. And as far as I can tell, it's not going to, like, a charity.
No, it's just going to the Toffoloni family?
Toffoloni,
thank you.
I think. I could be wrong. But yeah, it's Pro Wrestling Tees announced. But it's through Pro Wrestling Tees, and it's the first time that there have been... Nancy Benoit T-shirts in over more than 20 years, so it's super cool.
They're both of the shirts are awesome, by the way.
I haven't actually seen them yet. Dalton, can you?
Yeah, I'll send you. Oh, Ace is doing it. They're both really cool.
Yeah, I wanted to look one thing up, so I was already there.
And
it's in the Discord chain.
If you were, if you want to buy a Nancy Benoit shirt,
that is very cool.
They are 20% off this weekend for their 4th of July sale. So get those now.
I really like both those shirts.
I think I'm going to get the black one.
I think you should do the commercial for them and just do that. Get one now.
Shut up, Hunter.
And I'll be in the background just going, they're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Just passing through.
Don't forget to check out our sponsors tonight, Raid Shadow Legends.
What are you getting
Enter
paid
the code
for this?
What? No, Asa passed it along. It was a great opportunity, he told me.
I did nothing. Also, Tafalani's her maiden name, so it's like they're working through her family.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that's... I just didn't know how to say the last name.
Also, I missed this earlier because I was talking to somebody about some things. But you guys already talked about the Renee Young cookbook thing?
Yes.
Yes.
That frustrated me. Because she put it as she had this huge announcement. And, like, I knew it wasn't going to be anything major. Because they even asked her, like, oh, are you pregnant or something like that? And she's like, no, it's not that. So I thought, I wonder what it could be. I never would have thought it would be a cookbook.
I mean, I'll take...
Do you follow her on Instagram?
I do not.
You should.
I,
then you wouldn't... If you did, you wouldn't have been...
That wouldn't have been
super
a surprise.
Nah. Yeah, no, I haven't been on Instagram for like a month at this point. Look at me go. Social media is the devil. Anyway, hot stance. Last thing before we fill time for 15 minutes. for 15 minutes. New Day celebrates their 6-year anniversary. That's insane. 6 years together and no one's turned on anybody yet.
It's the longest stable. It's the longest running stable without having a...
breakup,
like a long break or a breakup.
Yeah,
or knowing how much Vince loves to break up a stable, like that's
because like the
NWO.
Yeah, well, the NWO, you know, was around for 80 years, but
yes,
everyone always left, and then there were big gaps.
And they turned on each other.
Vince loving to break up teams and stables. They've been very open about the number of times that they have been pitched to split, and all three of them have said no, and they have enough weight in their, I guess, creative decisions that they are allowed to say no,
and
which, thank God.
They're still making money, though. As long as they're making money, they'll stay together. And, like, they're also entertaining.
And they're still getting pushed. It's not like they're saying no, and then they, you know, get buried to the bottom of the car, and they're losing to, you know, whatever slap-dash tag team they're throwing together this week.
Well,
they're still getting pushed as a reliable
threat. Because it doesn't matter which of the three you put in. They're still going to be the top tag team that, like, WWE has. Like, with the matches with the Usos were... any of the 50 were amazing. Like, they made whoever they were in the ring with... whoever they're in the ring with look good. They're still together. My favorite thing is I was seeing the memes on Facebook of, like, New Day's officially longer than the Confederacy was. Where's our Big E statue?
Oh, it's true.
Where is... I'm sorry, where is our Big E statue? I need that.
We need
right
all
now.
Of them.
Because
I think it's especially impressive, too, that they have survived this long without Woods. Because you would think with one of them out of the mix on a regular, that somebody would constantly be pitching, okay, well, you two go your separate ways. And then when he comes back, we'll just figure something else out.
Well, they've done that before. Like, they've pretty much all had injuries at
right.
some point, except for maybe Kofi. I know Big E's been out before. Woods has been out twice now, at least. But so, and that almost kind of, I think, helps. Because right as people are going to start getting, you know, tired of Big E and Kofi together, Woods is going to come back and inject new life into it.
Right. Oh, yeah. If you think he's not coming back with that saxophone, or not saxophone, trombone, to just make a ridiculous amount of noise in the performance center, that's
happening.
It's
going to echo everywhere. I will say, though, and this might be a controversial opinion, but I do not think we should get a Big E statue. I want anything that Big E's likeness has to be very, very mobile, especially in the hips. And a statue, like a big, tear down all the Confederate statues and replace them with Big E animatronics? Absolutely.
There it is. That's what I was
but
going for.
But just a statue,
that'd be good.
No.
I'd do that.
You need a robot.
I'd do that. All right, that's the show.
That's it. That's all.
Cutting it early tonight.
I mean, that 11 minutes we lost would have filled up an exact hour right now. So
that's true.
I mean, but then we would have talked about Tessa Blanchard for 25 minutes, and that's old.
Can't
like,
do it.
That's more minutes than years she is old.
I guess if there's anything left to say, it would be that I watched Raw. I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
Go ahead.
The Great American Bash stuff is on right now. We didn't talk about that. NXT started that tonight.
Did you guys see that splash in the corner?
I fucking hate you guys.
Yeah, well, not only Great American Bash, but the first night, I should say, of Fighter Fest is tonight
and
well.
And the main of...
And they're both doing limited commercials, I believe, or at least AEW is for sure. Because they're only doing 3 commercial breaks, and to keep people from switching the channel, they are doing a special hashtag, because I think they're also doing picture-in-picture for their commercials, but when the commercials air, there's going to be a hashtag, and the first, like, 10 people to tweet out the hashtag would win a prize. So they do not want people to switch to NXT if they're watching, because I think it was 2 weeks ago NXT beat them by like 100,000 fans in the ratings, and then I think AEW brought it back last week. I don't remember.
The main event for Fighter Fest, Trent's mom drove him to the ring. I'm sending a picture right now.
How long have they been advertising the Great American Bash? Like, how long has that been?
Two or three weeks. Not super long.
I don't even know if it's been that long. Like, I think they announced it last week.
Wow. I just need Trent to kiss his mom before he leaves. Look, she loves him. She did a nice thing for him. He needs to kiss his mom before she drops him.
No, it's his game face.
It's his game.
Cody's going to be mad if we don't mention the logo for the Great American Bash that he sent to the chat. So,
oh yeah.
The gist of it is the banners are very clearly the Great American Bash banners that WWE used years ago. And we know this because the NXT logo is positioned over the old WWE logo, and not even completely, because part of the red scratch from the old logo is sticking out under the X. There.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, here's the thing: the longer
that's why they had to let all those people go, Hunter. They're trying to be cost effective.
The longer I look at it, the more I almost kind of like it. It's not done intentionally, but it sort of looks like Triple H was just like, I just slap the NXT logo on it.
Well, and it's super weird because the NXT would fit if they didn't do it sideways.
Yes,
but they clearly did it sideways to cover enough of the WWE logo. But the WWE logo is so far to the right, it doesn't make sense.
No. And I think, too, they were worried. I mean, if you just bring that left end of the logo down, then it looks like it says, Thenxt.
Yeah, that's true.
Thenxt.
So this is going to be the most local of local references. The bar on Independence Street that used to be a different bar, but instead of changing the outdoor sign, they just stuck one of those, like, LED scroll.
Oh, you're talking about the library's playroom thing, right?
No, not the library. Not the library. This is on Independence. Because, no, like, the library and the library backyard or whatever, they completely rebranded that. This is like a pool hall or something.
Yeah, it was Whiskey River.
It's up by Campus Tech.
Is what it was called at one point, and now
so it was Whiskey River, and then it switched to something, and then it was literally just changed their name to That 2.0. But instead of actually changing the sign, like, I think it's just the Whiskey River, like... Because it always said Whiskey River on the outside.
Yeah,
that was the big sign. So now it just has a scroll wheel that says Pockets. It's Pockets. Pockets 2.0.
Yes.
Just scrolls across it
also,
on top of the Whiskey River sign.
Which also happens to be Jim Cornette's nickname for Orange Cassidy. So that tracks for this episode.
Oh,
thanks, Jim.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks for adding to that.
I hear he has an interesting sex life, apparently.
Allegedly.
Anyway. Allegedly. All right.
We have 8 minutes.
And that's going to do it for us.
Do you want to quickly run down our wrestler list that we've been putting off for a month and a half?
Oh, hell no. My food's getting cold. Let's just cut it off here.
That's fine.
Look, if it was normal food, I'd say sure. But she went out and got Watami's. And you don't spend money on Watami's and you let it freeze.
Especially not miso soup.
So.
That's miso soup cold. There's no point. What's the point?
I do enjoy some miso soup. We're going to end it right there. Asa, did you have a point to...
No, I just realized that I think about halfway through the show, I coughed directly into the microphone. I've coughed a couple times in the show, but I've muted my mic. But I think for at least one, I only muted myself in Discord.
Was your microphone wearing a mask?
It was not.
You son of a bitch.
But it's only... I'm the only one that uses it.
Yeah, that's how I am.
But so if there was a loud me coughing noise in the episode, I'm sorry. It's because...
Here we go again.
They didn't hear it. I just... But everybody else did.
The high and mighty Dalton Anthony spreading his fucking beliefs on me again.
How
Jesus
dare
Christ.
I say, cover your fucking mouth. Oh, son of a... That's how Jesse introduced me on Nerd Up was the high and mighty Dalton Anthony.
I think you just...
I swear to fucking...
I think we're going to have to retire the Big D.
I'm looking for... Like, I'm trying to find a cape and crown for fucking Super Show.
Well, I'm just going to tell you this. I'm not going to take any more, you know, attitude or any more, you know, instructions from this guy right here. You know, I've been doing that for a year now, and I'm done with it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting any chances anymore.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Well, look, I respect your right to remain ignorant, be ruled by fear and not by logic or intelligence. Wear a mask, social distance that ultimately harms your health. And now, in the future, provided you do not pay for your bad decisions.
Well, as my three little boyfriends, I need you guys to all stop. Fuck them. Fuck them. I'm not going to say them. But fuck them.
No, you're absolutely not.
You should. We should have just done the intro that way. Instead of me impersonating you, it should have been the show is now Dalton Anthony and his three little boyfriends.
I think that might be a new show coming to Podzilla 1985. Look for it. I think we got space somewhere between Saturday and Sunday or something.
They're not using the Three Companies theme song anymore, are they?
Fuck them.
Oh no, never mind. We were gonna use that Shannon for I Want to Believe.
For what, Three's Company?
Yeah.
No, Dalton Anthony and his three little boyfriends.
For Tanner.
Oh. God damn it.
There it is.
All right, that's it. I'm done. All right, thank you guys. I'm going to just run through it really quick. Podzilla1985.com. Catch up on the old episodes. You can also check us out on iTunes. You can check it out on Spotify. You can probably take a seashell down by the ocean, put it to your ear, and you'll probably hear an episode of Nerd Up. I think that's true.
You mean you have to take the seashell down there? Because you can do that anywhere you have a seashell.
Well, where are you going to find seashells other than down by the ocean?
The seashore is a terrible place for Sally to set up a seashell selling stand.
Yes.
I'm not doing this bit. I'll fuck it up.
Heck himself.
Anyway.
What's coming up this week? And finish it out.
This week, we had Nerd Up on Monday. I sat in and listened a little bit to that. It was good. We talked about this show called The Jersey, which comes to find out was a real thing.
Literally,
Jersey,
no
sorry.
One cares. No one has ever cared about that.
I will fight all three of you.
I'm on your side, Asa. What the fuck?
Tuesday, we had our first episode in the last adventure in the Horrors of Perryville series.
Horrors.
Where myself, Horrors. Dipnik. Where myself and Tanner and Lindsay went back to Perryville for some godforsaken reason, and look at the trouble we're in now. Tonight, we had Pro Wrestling Unscripted. You just listened to it. I'm not recapping it for you. Just hit rewind. Tomorrow, Podzilla 1985 After Dark, we're going to be talking about President Trump and his the allegations that he knew about a Russian offer, a bounty by Russia to the Taliban on American soldiers' heads, did nothing about it. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. That's going to get
heated.
What
is that show going to be about when he loses the re-election? Like, what are you going to do from then on?
Celebrate? Turn it into the happiest show
of
the week?
It's like Jon Stewart said, I don't want that material. I would like that material to not come to me anymore.
I would like to be put out of business. That would be fine by me. And Friday, the legendary podcast chat for group homes. That's going to be a good time. We're going to talk about something on there. I have no idea.
The legendary Podzilla 1985 group chat podcast for happiness. If you can do From Rope to Rope and Pillar to Post the best of the best, you can do that too.
Well, Dalton couldn't. That's why Asa had to do it for him.
And then Hunter just completely stole it from me.
Oh,
I nailed it.
That's what they do. All right, guys, I'm going to eat my Watamis. I got to get out of here. Asa, you had something before we go.
We got a new contender for Coronavirus Motherfucker of the Week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Please tell me Teddy Hart issued a statement from jail.
No, it's Vanilla Ice.
God,
he's gonna do a concert in Texas while all of the virus is surging.
Wait,
and
who?
The reason, and the quote they're attaching to the article is, we didn't have coronavirus in the 1990s.
Who'd you say?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla
Robert Van
Ice.
Winkle.
That's what I was not hearing. I couldn't tell who said this.
Oh, we thought you were doing a bit.
No, I legitimately did not hear it.
Oh, we're about
Vanilla Ice.
Coronavirus about to be put on ice, baby.
Oh.
Ice, baby.
Later.
All right. That's it.